Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What the Conspiracy, where the word conspiracy is like a four-letter word to many people. Whereas we are here to just let you know what the conspiracies are. Not to make you believe in them, but to, for the most part, hear how ridiculous they actually are. My name is Peaswad, here with my homie, Sleepy. Hello, Sleepy.
I'm Sleepy Weasel, and man, I'm just real excited to get into this.
Oh, yeah.
Real excited to get into this.
Super excited. Yeah, it's been waiting for forever for this, man. So, for those that don't know us, Sleepy and I know each other. How do we know each other?
We actually play video games. We both play Xbox. And one day, we were playing, didn't know each other, and you've got voice chat on video games. So, I heard Peaswad start making noise. So I was like, oh, a person. So, I flipped my mic down, and that was like 8-9 months ago, something like that. It was a long ways ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's how we met, you know, which is you meet people all kinds of ways, and I've made so many friends playing Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, literally dozens of friends, you know what I mean? Obviously, some closer than others, but...
Right.
I mean, it's remarkable. It's remarkable that the friend base that you can build and the relationships you can make just through that platform.
It's crazy, right?
So, it is.
It's like its own social media by itself. Like, just video games, you know? Like, it's so great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But...
Yep, that's how we did that.
One day... I am a streamer also, and Sleepy is often in my streams because it helps him to get through his day, I believe, right?
It does. It definitely does. I don't have a very exciting job, and I need something to listen to. So,
see, and I have an okay voice, you know. I don't have quite a sleepy voice, but I got an okay voice on me, you know. Like, I've been told it's something that should be on, like, radio or something like that. So it's like, all right, cool, man. Yeah, sounds good. And then I thought
your,
the same
your
thing.
Your voice is better than mine. So you'll give yourself enough credit there. I don't know about that. So,
But I was in my chat just talking one day, and I was like talking about conspiracy theories. And then just randomly, because I myself am a huge fan of conspiracy theories, and I found out that Sleepy is also a huge fan of conspiracy theories because he told me about how... You want to tell them which one you talked about?
Yeah, birds aren't real. That I don't know if that's the one we're talking about
or not.
That's the first one that comes to mind. And we'll get into that, I'm sure, at a later date at some point on an episode.
Yes, yes. Birds aren't real.
I'll put on my tinfoil hat, and then, you know, and then we can all have a nice little conversation.
Birds aren't real.
About the fakeness of birds. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, it was incredible, because he said something about birds aren't real, and that made me go, huh. Yeah, wait, you like conspiracy theories? And he was like, yeah, I love them. So it was like, okay, cool. And then I've been wanting to make a podcast about conspiracy theories for a very long time. And so I was like, I think you're the guy. I think we need to do this together. So here we are.
I'm the guy.
You're the guy.
We're the guy. We're the guys.
We are the guy.
Yeah.
We are the guys.
That's how this works.
So if anybody's interested in following us, please do so. We are WTC. Timeout. We are WT Conspiracy on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Twitter. WT Conspiracy. I had to make sure that they were all the same. If you're watching us on a potential platform such as YouTube, then we are on the screen. You can see our ugly mugs right here. This is what we look like. One of us is way cuter than the other. One of us can grow more facial hair than the other. You would have to come on to
that is true.
YouTube and find out for yourself. But with that being said, today we are going to talk to you about... What are we going to talk to them about?
I think we're going to talk a little bit about the moon landing. You know, that's a pretty popular and wide-reaching conspiracy theory.
It is.
You know?
It
so
is.
That's that one is... There's a lot that goes into that one, you know, as far as, you know, like you and I discussed, everywhere from, you know, the moon landing being faked to keep the, you know, country, you know, the country superiority type image over, you know, Russia and some of these other things, all the way to the other side. We'd be like, well, why isn't your flag, why does your flag look like it's waving in space when there's no wind? You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
yeah,
the backtracking that you would hear, like, you know, it's so that we thought that that'd be probably a pretty good one to start with. And, you know, we can jump into that, but I think going forward, I think the goal for Peaswad and I is to try to maybe put one of these out a week.
Yeah.
Just depending on how it goes. Hopefully that's something that we can do. Like I said, like he had said, on certain platforms, we're going to try to put it out so that way it's going to be kind of, you know, pretty accessible. You know, and then hopefully you folks like what you see and like what you hear, you're entertained, and you know, you come back for more. It's what we're here for.
Exactly.
We're here to entertain you.
Exactly. We're going to be doing the audio boom thing, so this will be available on so many different platforms, like an unbelievable amount of platforms, like Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google, there's some other ones like the Taco Bell podcast station. I'm sure there's one of those. I don't know, but there's a lot of them
podcast station. All right.
That's
amazing.
That's a different one though. You know, like that's a different podcast.
I don't know.
We call it the Crunchwrap Supremes. And we're a singing group also. So are you ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, make sure that you hit us with that follow on whatever podcasting platform. No, don't listen to him. He's shaking his head. No, don't listen to him.
Mm-mm.
Listen to me.
Don't listen.
Don't listen to the head shake.
Not me.
Podcasting platform, wherever that you like to listen, or hit us up on YouTube, because we are everywhere, baby. We're going to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this, and we're going to do this right. So,
yeah.
With all that being said, make sure that you hit us with a 5-star rating too, because the more you get of us a 5-star rating on a podcasting platform, the better it is, because the more name will get out there. Plus, with the YouTube, this is a faux pas. This is a taboo. We should not be putting up the word conspiracy on YouTube. Did you know that?
Yeah, they get a little upset. But I think it just depends.
Yeah.
On what conspiracy theories you're touching.
Exactly.
I think they're a little more tolerant of some than others. So
exactly. And it'll get buried on YouTube, but it'll be all right. So that's the whole point of this is to educate people on a conspiracy theory, and that's about it. And we're more than likely going to tell you why that's ridiculous also too. So
correct.
Let's do this. Are you ready?
Yeah. So obviously, if we get into the moon landing, like we had just discussed, there's so many wide-reaching spots on why people say it was faked.
Yes.
Let's go over the first one we had talked about.
Yes.
You know, the flag that was planted shows like it's waving, this and that, and then a couple of years after we had been there allegedly, it came, and I believe science figured out there's no wind in space.
Right.
So then people
were like,
okay,
it's crazy.
In these pictures. Why does it look like the flag is waving in the wind on the moon if there's no wind in space?
Right.
And I believe NASA or, you know, the government consensus was, oh, well, it was a plastic molded flag that we put like that to make it look like it was waving. But then you think that'd be something that you would mention, you know, when you were going up there, like, yeah, we're going to put this plastic flag, you know, because there's no wind. And, you know what I mean? So that's one of the, you know, smaller pieces of it where people say that's reason number one.
Yeah.
So, as far as that goes, what do you think about that one?
I'm not going to lie to you. My headset turned off again, so I missed majority of what you said.
Oh, okay.
But that is not because of a conspiracy. That's just because of equipment acting like a fool. This is our first podcast, so there are some kinks to work out, whereas I will not be using a wireless headset the next time we do this. Especially one that connects to Xbox, because it keeps blending that Xbox sound on people getting online and offline or whatever else, you know. So you were talking about, I'm sorry, can you just very briefly say?
Yeah. I was going over the flag, you know, how when the flag was planted, it looks like it's waving in the wind.
Yes.
Years later, it came to be known that, hey, there's no wind in space. The government came out and said, oh, well, that was a plastic molded flag to look like that, so it looks like it's waving.
Right.
Waving in the wind.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean? So what do you think about that one? You know, as far as people using that as verification.
I mean,
that we've never been.
If you watch the video of it, it's not waving, you know, like
no, the entire time
there's a video.
No,
and it's hard to fake a video, you know, like videos. Okay, let me rephrase that. Hard to fake a video back in the day.
In the now, 1960s.
Yeah, exactly. Right. 1960s. Now it's a horse of a different color, you know? Like, there are deep fakes that you can do anything for, and I've seen them, you know? Like, they're ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But back in the 1960s, it would be very difficult to fake that. But it is what it is, man, you know? And people have, like, people have the idea that, like, in pictures and stuff like that, there are crosshairs in the pictures. I don't know if you know about this, but they're like the crosshairs, like it's just a triangle, or not triangle, what the hell is that? It's literally like a plus sign. It looks like a plus sign. And they say that some of the crosshairs are often rotated or in the wrong place, and that this is a result of it being cropped or changed or altered in some sort of way. The quality of the photos is also very high now. Back in the day, for anything that was available, it's ridiculously high, especially for first time being on the moon, you know, and being able to use a camera and have that high of a resolution and stuff. It's like, oh, I don't know about that, but it's like, but okay, do you think, let's think about that logically here, do you think that they would like send them up with like, you know, like a Kmart brand, sorry, Kmart, a Kmart brand, like, camera that they bought for, you know, $10, like, okay, go take some pictures in space, you know, like, what? They would be sending, like, the best of the best, right?
Yeah, something that they tested and knew would work, and, you know what I mean, because you're not just going to just pull, you know what I mean? I don't think you could probably just pull out just a regular camera, you know, your disposable hop out of the thing and start snapping pictures.
Yeah, that,
I'm sure there was some research or something that went into it to make sure that it would work. Yeah, so we got that. And then also we had discussed briefly before we started this, you know, one of the bigger things is, and I see this one a lot, quite a little bit, is, okay, if we have the capabilities in the 1960s to go to the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 60 years ago, or, you know, give or take. Why haven't we been back? Like, why have we not sent more people there?
Yeah.
You know, that's another one I see all the time.
Because there were how many
missions? Now, the logical answer to...
I don't remember how many. Do you remember how many missions went to the moon? Wasn't it like 13
or something like that?
I can fact check it while you're talking. Sorry, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? All right, there we go. This thing lost power. I got to fix up. Okay. First podcast, we got it worked out. No, but anyways, like I was saying, you see the one where it's, you know, why we've been back, this and that. You know, you're talking about missions.
Mm-hmm.
The consensus on, you know, why don't we go back? You know, as you tell, we try to explain to people, because there's nothing there.
Exactly.
Like, what's there?
Exactly. Helium-3.
It's the moon. It's
garbage.
Yeah, it's dirt and it's rocks. And there's nothing there.
Yeah,
you know, why would we waste all these resources to and the money to keep going somewhere where we can't, where there's nothing viable, or, you know, what's the point? But then on the opposite of that, the counter argument I hear to that is, you know, well, we have fought wars with countries for islands in the middle of the ocean, like just little specks of land. You're telling us that if we could go to the moon and set something up or be there all the time, why would we not be there?
Right.
Just because, you know, of just the way we are, you know. And I mean, if we can get somewhere, why wouldn't we always go there?
Right.
So that's the other counter argument I hear from it. But I still think, I think you got to look at it this way, is you've got the, first of all, like I said, there's nothing really there. Second, I think as time went on, you know, NASA's always had, you know, a budget, obviously, but I don't think it's as high as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Why would you waste resources exploring something we've already explored and been to, when you could be putting together these satellites or these rovers to be going to Mars, or sending them out to Venus, or, you know, these outer reaches of the solar system, or exploring asteroids, or, you know, I think I saw something the other day. I was reading an article where we're getting ready to hit a, hold on, my thing went into hibernation mode. Let me fix that. That's going to be another thing.
You don't have it plugged in?
There we go. No, it is.
Oh.
It just hibernates after a certain period of time.
Gotcha.
But anyways, I lost my train of thought.
Well, because you were talking about how, why don't we just go to the moon?
And I've read an article the other day. Like, we're literally getting ready to send a satellite or like a little shuttle or something to that effect at an asteroid that's a ways away, and they're literally going to slam into it to see if they can alter its course.
Right.
And they're going to, you know, just to see what happens.
Right.
You
know, it's kind of like, so, preparations for the just in case, you know, like.
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? So it's, so why would we not focus our money and stuff doing that stuff? You know, stuff that we haven't done before, instead of just say, let's go hang out on this dusty white rock for no reason.
Exactly. You know? So we can go back for dirt. We can go back for some rocks. We can go back for some helium-3. But it's like, that's stupid, man. You know, like, there's no point to saying that it's faked, because we don't go back. And it's like, what's the point of going back? Because literally helium-3 can be used from the moon, which has a whole bunch of it. And I don't know science like that, you know, but helium-3 is a thing. Cool. But with that being said, I just looked it up, and it says it takes $150 million per seat. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Just making sure.
So I'm sure, you know, they got that, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure.
$150 million per chair. Seat. Not even like, it's, you got to have how many people go up there, you know? Like, they got like 5 and 6 man teams and stuff. So it's like $1.6 billion or something total in order to make the rocket and have the correct amount of people on it in order to sustain getting there and everything like that. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
I think I may have lost your audio. Hmm? Maybe.
Just a second. This is just crazy, man. Oh, there we go. We're good. Yep. Okay. You good? Hello?
Okay. You good? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. There we go. Okay, hold on.
So many technical difficulties on the first podcast, so that's amazing. I love it.
It is. Connected?
One.
There it is. I don't know why I cut out on my earpiece.
Well, no. That wasn't you. That was mine, because it's like,
oh,
I'm not doing anything on the Xbox, so it's like, oh, you want me to turn off? Like, no, man, just stay connected. Like, come on.
No, just
I wonder if I plug, whatever. We'll just get through it. It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine. We'll just,
yeah, we're doing okay.
It's going to turn off multiple times, so just, we'll just live with it, you know? So, $1.6 billion to make a rocket go to the moon. I'm sure that that's chump change just laying around, you know? Plus, you got to think about it. Like, if there's nothing there, why would you go back? Like you said, you know? And only six missions have landed on the moon, is what I looked up. And six missions is enough. Like, you don't need to keep going back.
There is.
If there's nothing there.
I did see an article that there's a Chinese rover up there right now that saw a mystery hut. Did you see that?
No.
It's like a little gray square that's on there. But it's like a picture they took of.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 football fields away from where this rover is.
Okay.
But it literally looks like a little square.
Huh.
Like a little gray square. And it says, in 2 months, this rover will be there to investigate closer.
In two
months.
To take
a peek at it.
Jesus.
It's got to take that way. But maybe we shouldn't be investigating mystery huts on the moon.
No, we should.
Just, you know,
no,
if we it should. Is, maybe we should just, maybe the China, maybe they should just drive that the other way and just leave that be and just not mess with it.
You aliens over there.
It'd probably be a better idea.
You're good. We're good.
Yeah,
you know.
We're good.
We don't want any of that beef. Let's see. And then.
No, but there's just.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's just so many other things out there in space that we don't know and that we can go try to look for.
Exactly.
It doesn't really make sense to just keep doing that, you know, and it's...
because we,
you got
as
these satellites
humans,
going,
are not
going.
Helping this planet, so maybe we need to look into potentially terraforming another one or finding a new one, you know, because this one's not going to last forever. We are the virus on this planet. I don't know if people realize it, but we humans are the virus.
When is Elon Musk trying to send people to Mars? Like, isn't that happening in the next, like, 20
years?
Yeah,
it's supposed to happen anytime now, I think,
You basically volunteer to go, and it's like a one-way trip kind of type thing.
Yep. You're going to go there and stay there. You're not coming back.
I want to go.
Not me.
Do you think I'm going to be, like, eligible?
I mean, I'm sure that your wife would be real happy if you went into space, you know? Like,
I think she'd be fine with it. You know what I mean? I think she'd be super excited.
Yeah. You go ahead.
I feel like I may be overqualified to go to Mars. You know what I mean? Like,
not me. I get motion sick. I can't do it. I can barely go on airplanes properly. You know?
No, I like flying. I don't mind that. Ugh. Like, I'm hoping. You know. As long as I can wear like a tank top when I'm there, I'd be fine. Like, if you gotta like wear a spacesuit all the time,
I don't really. If I can wear a tank top in space,
I guess you'd have to like provide like a service or like value to the team.
Yeah.
I'm not really a farmer or anything. I don't really know how that works.
You can learn.
And I know like basic math.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know what I mean?
And like, I have an associate's degree in something that I don't even want to have an associate's degree in, you know? So it's like, I'm on the qualification list.
Yeah, just tell him I got just fax that over to Elon. Be like, I have this.
Look.
This is why I should go to Mars. This is why I should go to Mars.
I have an associate's degree in hospitality management. Would you like me to go to Mars with you, Elon?
That's all you need. That's all you need.
There's another, we got a couple more points on this stuff. Environment.
Yeah, we do.
Environment, yeah, we do. Specifically. Wait, hold on. Before we get into environment, let me say this too. There was a movie that came out, and it was Stanley Kubrick. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, so this is literally straight off of Wikipedia, that in the 80s, the Flat Earth Society accused NASA of taking the landings, arguing that they were staged by Hollywood with Walt Disney. Based on a script by Arthur C. Clarke and directed by Stanley Kubrick. Who Stanley Kubrick made Space Odyssey 2001?
Yep.
I think. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
And with that being said,
that sounds right.
I will tell you confidently that we are doing this on the fly. We will do every episode like this on the fly. We will get things wrong, and that's okay. Because we're just here to let you know about it. We're not here to tell you that you need to believe it. And we're not people who are going to be like super professional about how this stuff works. We want this to be a chat between friends, right?
Yeah, enjoyable.
Exactly.
Not combative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not trying to yell at each
exactly.
other right here.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
And we don't want it to be like, we just want it to be a comfortable conversation about conspiracy theories, right? Like, easy enough.
Yeah, and then what, like I said, whatever platform we end up on and wherever we put this out to, I mean, any feedback anybody who's seen this has to us, if you want to throw something our way, be like, oh my gosh, you're so wrong, or this and that. I mean, you absolutely can. You know, we welcome all that type of stuff. That's
exactly.
Fine. But, you know.
And we do have an email, too. So if anybody doesn't like or wants to give us some pointers or tell us what we're wrong or whatever, we are WTConspiracy@gmail.com. Easy enough, right? Just like all the other stuff. And actually, like I said, if you're on YouTube, you can see all of it on the screen. Fart noise. I don't know why I did the fart noise. There it is. But Stanley Kubrick, right? So the moon landing was apparently supposedly faked because Stanley Kubrick's 2001 looked so good and the moon landing looked fake in comparison to Space Odyssey 2001. So because all that, it made people go, no, man, this is fake. Like, what? Wait, time out. That's...
Yeah.
That specifically? That's the reason? You know? And then, like...
Yeah.
That then goes into... angles of colors and shadows are inconsistent, and lighting is inconsistent. I don't know if you've seen
because so many people have been to the moon and know what the angles and shadows and lighting looks like,
right?
As a reference point,
where you are,
you know,
you are however many thousands of miles or kilometers away, and now, like, you know, like things are very different, like gravity, and you're in a giant spacesuit, and the sun is not normal compared to where you are. But let me tell you about how much of an expert I am about the angles of lights.
From all those trips to the moon I took in my spare time.
On my third trip, I realized, you know, that the lighting was incorrect, so let me tell you that. Jesus.
Yeah.
But photos definitely say that they're implausibly high. The number of photos taken is implausibly high also. Up to one photo per 50 seconds. I think that if you only had as much time as they had to be able to be out there, wouldn't you take as many photos as you could?
Yeah, you'd just be snapping them constantly.
Like you know what I mean? On the phones we have now, we got that ability to just, I would be doing that.
And I just,
beginning to end of the trip.
Just FYI, if there's any children watching, I just did this. This is how we used to take cameras back in the day. There was a little button, and we did this. You didn't hold the thing and press the button.
Yeah.
You press the box on the side.
Yeah, so yeah.
Just a point of reference right there. Anyways, go ahead.
We're old. It is what it is. We are both old, double the age of an 18-year-old now, so that's exciting. Great. Saddest life. So yeah, there's that. And then they're saying that that the original photo from Buzz Aldrin is 100% faked, and who filmed Neil Armstrong stepping onto the moon if Neil Armstrong was the first person on the moon? Well, the camera on the lunar module did. Weird, right?
That is true.
You should probably have a camera on the outside of your spaceship in multiple cameras to film and to take pictures of whatever you want. So people are like,
I think we need to explore the conspiracy theory that he wasn't the first. There's obviously the cameraman was the first, and we need to figure out who that is.
Yeah. Let us know in comments or in whatever, tweets or whatever. Who was the first man on the moon that actually recorded Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong? Sorry, it was Neil Armstrong. Stepping out on the moon. Was it Joe? It had to have been Joe.
Obviously. It was probably Carl, if I had to guess.
It was literally the janitor Joe. And they were like, we need somebody to film this. You can't be recognized or anything. Just hop on out. Hop on out of the spaceship.
You'll be the first person on the moon, and you can never tell anybody.
And Joe's just like,
the history of the world.
Joe's like, I'm not in it for the fame. That's fine. I'll do it. Whatever, man. Joe the janitor.
Just another day for Joe.
Joe the janitor, forgotten legend. F in chat for Joe the janitor.
Chat for Joe.
The environment too, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that the Van Allen radiation belt, radiation poisoning would have happened and they never would have made it.
Yeah, but I mean, we were aware of radiation and stuff in space at that point.
Yes, we were.
So the suits were designed to be able to withstand that, just like the lunar modules and landing crafts were all designed to be able to withstand that. You know what I mean? So that's not something that was unknown back then. You know what I mean? It's not like we had never been to space before and taken readings or done any type of exploration up to that point. It wasn't our first rodeo,
right?
Into getting up there. You know what I mean? Wasn't our first time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, I agree with that. And then, what was the other one we had talked about? Oh, about the countries basically, you know, during the space race and wanting to appear superior to other countries and this and that. It was a big deal for the United States to get there first. It was a massive, massive goal. And it, I mean, I believe it was
space race.
Kennedy who said it, said we will make it there by this date or something to that effect.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Kennedy definitely said something along those lines, like, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Big space race against the Russians.
So for the United States to get there first, even to make it appear that they got there first, you know, if they realize that they couldn't, you know, you hear that, that's another reason why it was faked and why it was made in a studio. Mm-hmm. Because for us to appear superior or greater than Russia in the eyes of the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So...
Exactly.
But the fun part is we didn't have to fake it because we made it.
Ha, suckers. You know
what I mean? So we won it fair
USA,
and square.
USA.
We won it fair and square, so it's fine.
Whether we faked it or not, we still won, you know, like, ha.
Exactly. Exactly. You know.
We kind of won. People are saying that Kennedy started a speech in 1962 with the United States, that the United States chose to go because it was hard. You know how he has that, like, Boston accent. Yeah. It was hard or whatever.
Yeah,
very Kennedy accent.
Odd.
Interesting. but yeah, so the Russians actually beat us into space on lots of events, though. Like the first animal in space, I believe. The first person in space, if I'm not mistaken. And then from what I understand, too, the Russians may have covered up a couple of people who didn't make it into space.
I've read a few of those.
Yeah, there's... The conspiracy
well, there's
about
documented
that.
Stuff of ones that did it, like made it, and then just like their re-entry just fell to their deaths because the equipment to stop didn't work.
What, they didn't realize that like re-entry that? Was going to burn them to death.
Be a little warm.
Yeah, yeah.
A little hot.
but yeah, yeah. There's...
Was the first animal in space, was it a chimpanzee or was it a...
It was a dog, I thought.
Or was it a dog? It was like a German Shepherd or something, right?
I don't even know. There, I know that it was in...
Look at this.
It's in Marvel Comics.
Look at this, folks. We're learning together.
Yeah. It was in Marvel Comics. They have him. The first animal in space or whatever, you know? Like...
Yeah, that was like a golden retriever.
Yeah, it was, right? A golden retriever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was stuck in the thing and his little hat on.
Yeah,
he ran.
I don't know.
After the thing exploded,
I don't know if he made it out alive, you know. But I know that he was the first one in space. So cool.
Probably not.
No, no.
I bet if you Google that, he probably didn't come back.
F in chat for Cosmo. Cosmo.
Cosmo the dog.
Cosmo the dog.
Cosmo the dog.
I didn't look that up. I just remembered it. So. There's a possibility that could be wrong.
God, I hope it's right. I really hope it's right.
Because it sounds
good. Amazing name. It does sound good. It sounds amazing. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to bring up this one, too. NASA funding and prestige. That's kind of like a big deal, you know, because if you're a giant corporation and, like, you know, we'll say not even NASA, you know, like if you're a giant corporation saying we can do this but we need this amount of money and then you don't have results, what's gonna happen? You're not gonna get more money.
No.
They're gonna shut you
then,
down
then you don't get to keep doing what you were doing, you know what I mean? It's like any venture where anybody gives you any amount of money, if you don't get the results from it, you're gonna get shut down pretty quick,
right? Exactly,
you know. So
good. There's burp, excuse me, sorry. But yeah, so that's a big contention for conspiracy theorists, is that the NASA landing was faked because NASA raised about, according to Wikipedia's thing again, NASA raised about $30 billion to go to the moon, it says. Wow. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money back then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, back then too. That's got to be like... $75 trillion now. Like, who knows how much it'd be now? I'm sure that we could...
It's got to be tens of dollars.
At least tens of dollars.
At least tens of dollars. You know?
Let's see. And then in somebody's book, it says that the payoff for many people would be that we made it to space, you know? So we're putting all this funding and all this money into NASA. They better get to the moon. Boom. Look, we made it. Thanks to Stanley Kubrick. Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. In fact, NASA accounted for the cost of Apollo to Congress in 1973, totaling $25.4 billion. So, in reality, it didn't cost about $30 billion. It cost $25.4. So, look, we saved $4.6 billion. That's pretty
look
good.
Look at all the savings.
Saved it. God.
God, I want to know what that inflation rate is, because you could buy, like, a new, like, Chevy truck back in, like, the 60s for, like, $800. It costs like $50,000 now.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that. God dang, I wonder how much it would actually cost to, like, go to the moon, like, now.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. I'm sure it's cheap.
By estimates from earlier figures I threw out there.
Well, that's funny that you
say that. Upwards of tens of dollars.
It costs $25 billion. So. Well, maybe that's now money. It doesn't say if it's money now or if it's money back then, but it says $25.64 billion, which I would think that's now money. You know, that seems...
Yeah, that amount of money probably didn't exist back then.
Yeah, that's like the world's amount of money back then. You know, like, everybody in the world, give us all your money. We're going to space. Screw Russia.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been such a good idea.
Because now
I would love to see the advertising campaign for that.
Do you hate Russia, too?
It's not even... Do you want to see us go to space?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see America look cool? And Russia to look like a dumbhead, poopy butt.
Dumbhead.
Silly goose. And then also, we have another point here that I'm going to bring up. The war in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
In regards to trying to keep the eyes off of it?
Yes.
Trying to keep it kind of out of the spotlight because it was a very unpopular war at the time. But I think a lot of...
Yeah.
Times it didn't go all that well for our forces over there in some aspects.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, you know, I think the biggest thing is how unpopular it was, you know, not wanting people to even focus on it. I mean, it doesn't matter what happened over there or not. Well, the biggest thing was how unpopular it was here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So the more you could throw, look at this great thing over here we're doing, We're doing this great thing here.
Look over here.
Don't look over here. Yeah. Just ignore this. Just look over here.
Ignore the guy behind the curtain. You know, like keep looking at the big thing.
That's a good point too. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't say it'd be out of the realm of possibility for governments to try to, you know, what they call the old Kansas City shuffle. It's just like just don't focus on the bad thing. Look at this cool thing. Well, and
That's exactly right, though. Like, and I mean, even like in recent times, like stuff is still going on that's crazy like that. You know, like, I don't know if you have heard or seen the bills that were trying to come out when they were trying to give us more money for
the
relief funds from COVID. And it was like the Democrats would put up this and the Republicans would put up this. And it's like each of them individually were like, okay, yeah, we're going to give some people some money, but then also we're going to fund our stuff. And it was like both sides were doing craziness, you know? And it's like,
It's like, we're going to fill it with this stuff.
Exactly.
That we want.
Instead of being like,
and this stuff. And that was the bulk of all those bills. The most of it didn't even go to people.
Yeah.
It's just, here's all these little projects we're all going to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, just, there's an agenda for everything, you know? So even in times of need and want and whatever, there is still people working on their agendas. So it's like, I could see winning the space race being like, we did it. Look at us. Yeah. Rejoice.
Pretty big priority.
Ignore that. You know, like that's out of all the stuff that's on here, that's the one thing that I'm like, I could see, you know, like that being the most like telling thing, you know, like, I still don't believe it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I still don't believe it. I think we went to space, you know.
Same.
But I mean,
same.
There's a lot of other conspiracy theories that have come out because of if then, such as NASA lied about the moon landing, and they did it because they're trying to cover up XYZ.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, I don't know, like you said, it's been so, we'd have to do some research in regards to, like, maybe we can explore that the next episode. We can look at some spinoff. We can look at some spinoff stuff on what other conspiracy theories came off of that.
Yeah.
Or we can jump right into how birds aren't real, whatever you or the audience wants to do. We could just go straight into that rabbit hole if you would like.
I've never held
a bird, so I don't know. Maybe they're metal. Maybe they're like robots. I don't know.
How have you never held a bird? What? What kind of a life are you living?
I've never held a bird. Why would I need to hold a bird?
You got a point.
You know what I mean?
In case you guys, I've
never been put in that situation.
In case you guys listening don't realize, he loves this conspiracy theory. So we're going to have to do it very soon. The birds aren't real.
it's just very ridiculous. It cracks me up. And plus, I say it to people all the time.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
That and you believe in the moon? Yeah, that's another one.
Here we go, not real. Number one.
You know what I mean? Number one.
And okay, so moon's not real. I'm just going to throw up a couple random ones here from the hoax claims and whatever else. The flat earth. They're trying to cover up flat earth. They're trying to cover up aliens. They're trying to cover up Nazi bases on the moon.
Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. They're trying to...
That's where Hitler escaped, too, I heard.
Yeah, exactly. He went to Argentina and then took a rocket ship up to the...
Went to the moon.
Inside of the moon or whatever it is. They're trying to cover up... I don't know if you've heard this conspiracy theory, but it's ridiculous. That there are holes in the North and the South Pole that lead directly to the center of the Earth, where there is another Earth inside of Earth that people who are like green and stuff live.
I actually really like that conspiracy theory. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot that goes into that one. That's gonna be a good one to cover.
That's deep. That is deep right there. Yeah. But I mean, like, if the moon landing was faked and they're doing it to cover up XYZ, like I said, man, there's a lot of possibilities, you know, like that it was fake because of. So I mean, if the world was flat, I don't believe that. I don't think you do either.
Well, no, I also have never been around the world, so it's just, you know, I don't have firsthand knowledge, but I'm just going to assume that everything I've heard about being round is correct.
Maybe I'm a fool for assuming, but I'm just going to
assume.
If I go from where I'm at, I'm in Delaware. weird, right? Mm-hmm. Delaware, one of the few people. I'm not here because I want to be here. Let me say that. But the military has pushed us to go to here. So, because my wife is still in the military. So, whatever. But with all that being said, I have gone from position I'm in Delaware all the way east to Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan? It's good luck spelling that word. Kyrgyzstan. It's like KYGZXYZ. I don't have any idea. Kyrgyzstan, right?
Perfect. You nailed
it. So, I've been to Kyrgyzstan. And then I've also been all the way west to Japan. So I've been almost around the world. Like, there's not a whole lot of space left between, you know? So, I mean, I've gone.
Maybe it's just very long. You know what I mean? It's like a table runner. It's just very long.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't go far north or south. I've been to Alaska, too. So, I mean, I've been pretty far north.
Oh, God, that's cool. That's somewhere I've always wanted to go.
It was, you know what I mean? It was weird because I was there in June. Oh, it was May.
It was just regular?
May. It was May. So it was like chilly, but then everybody was wearing shorts and t-shirts everywhere because it's like hot to them. And it's like,
yeah,
people coming from like islands. Like, I came from Okinawa, Japan at that time. Both times I went, and I was like cold because I'm used to being tropical island, you know, and then I go to Alaska during the summer almost. And it's like the sun went down for 2 hours a day and that was it. It was so crazy. Weird. But
that is.
Let's see. Let me look at the other stuff we have here. Angles of the colors are inconsistent. Okay, there's something else I wanted to go through and check out here. Solar flares and the moon surface during the daytime is too hot and the cameras would have melted. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, where are these random people getting this data?
You're the scientist of us, right?
Wouldn't NASA know that? You know what I mean? As far as being up there, like what the temperature would be, you know?
You would think that the scientists, the people with the know-how, the people with all this stuff would understand that. How would they do this? How would they film if their cameras would have melted? Well,
I mean, how would they, it's not, it, it, they didn't.
No, yeah.
Because it's not that hot. It's hot, but, you know, or cold.
There is no atmosphere. Okay, here's the answer. There's literally answers on here, too, so it's amazing.
Yeah.
There's no atmosphere
to
efficiently bind lunar surface heat to devices such as cameras that are not in direct contact with it. In a vacuum, only radiation remains as heat transfer mechanism. So if there's no radiation,
well, that's what I was about to say in regards to there being no atmosphere. I mean, obviously, you know, if there's the radiation or whatever, I mean, you got to worry about that. But as far as the heat, I've never heard anyone say that, you know, these planets without atmospheres and stuff are like unbearably hot.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. No.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Not at all. Yeah. No, I think you're wrong. I think you're 100% right. Oh, God. And the film was not in direct sunlight, so it did not overheat. Crazy, right? That the scientists thought things through. They could not survive in a big solar flare, but if there was no solar flare,
it's fine.
If they did calculations on when to and when not to go, right?
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't really know if you can predict solar flares. Maybe you can.
But they can. They can.
They can?
Okay. They do.
Yeah, if you can, then great.
It's kind of like the weather, though. You know, like, they have a general idea of it, but it's not like, it's not exact science. Perfect. You know, like, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And then, like I said about the radiation, it says here that there's an inner belt, an outer belt, and then a transient third belt.
Ooh, third belt.
With the radiation, the Apollo spaceship passed through the inner belt in a matter of minutes and the outer belt in about half of an hour. So in that time, they were not in that big a danger. Plus, they do research and they know what time of day, space day, what time of day it is for us here on Earth, Earth time, to go through that stuff and when to have the least amount of exposure to radiation. Plus, if you think about it, wouldn't their ships have stuff to help prevent radiation?
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, it wasn't our first go into space. We were aware of radiation.
Exactly.
Crazy. And the stuff that goes with it, so. So there were, I'm sure there were some, obviously there were precautions taken because they came back and they weren't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were cooked, you know?
The flag placed on the surface by the astronauts fluttered despite being no wind on the moon. Hmm. Ooh, what do you do about that? Well, the pole that it is on is literally an L shape. I don't know if you knew this, but it's an L shape.
I did not.
It goes up the side, up the straight, like normal, like you would know how a pole would go, and then it extends straight out from the pole to help to hold the flag up in place. Otherwise, the flag would not be out to be able to see it. So, when you move the pole, it would create a wave-looking thing to happen. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so, I mean that's all fine.
Footprints in the moon dust are unexpectedly well preserved despite the lack of moisture.
Ooh. There's no wind to move anything. It's just sitting.
There is nothing happening. I mean? It's a vacuum. There's no moisture. There's no wind.
Nothing
there's
nothing going on.
Nothing. There's nothing. Like what?
So once you put it there, it's there.
Exactly. Like here, it's not going there's anywhere. Wind to blow it. There's rain to stop it. Whereas when you have nothing going on the moon, nothing happens. Crazy, yeah. Right?
See, that's pretty easily explained away.
Yeah. Mechanical issues. Oh, the lunar module made no blast craters or any sign of a dust scatter. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
What's the answer for that one?
Okay. No crater should be expected. The 4,500 kilogram thrust descent propulsion system was throttled very far down during the final landing. The lunar module was no longer quickly descending. It's not going down fast because it's space.
It was probably like...
were like creeping to land because there's no atmosphere to fall into. So you can literally just like... You know, like super, super slow. Yeah. Like, okay, cool. So then there's that. The lunar module weighs 17 tons and made no marks on the moon dust, yet footprints can be seen on them. Did you know that?
I didn't.
On the surface of Earth, Apollo 11's fueled and crewed lunar module, Eagle, would have weighed approximately 17 short tons. Wait, what? What the hell is a short ton? Do you know?
I have no idea. It's a ton, but...
It's a ton, but not shorter. As tall, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Gotcha.
Obviously. Obviously. I mean, they told you right in the description.
17 short tons, so I mean, it's not tall tons. 15,000 kilograms on the surface of the moon. However, after expending fuel and oxidizer on its descent from lunar orbit, it only weighed about 1,200 kilograms or 2,700 pounds. So they went from 15,000 kilograms to 1,200. And they went down that slow, too, back to what we were saying. It went down that slow. I don't know, man. It's like reach and grab. You know what I mean? Like, this next part is something I'm very interested in. Because it is kind of like interesting for the next like two little parts we have here. And then I think we're real close to done. Gotcha?
Yeah, yeah. I think we're coming up against that line.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're going to try to keep these about an hour to an hour and a half, right? Like, that sounds about good for you, right? Gotcha. There should have... Okay, transmissions. There should have been more than a two-second delay in comms between Earth and the moon with a distance of 400,000 kilometers.
Says who? Says who? Like, why? Why? This is like the same thing we keep going back to with all these people's extensive knowledge. Because they put in the research about going, you know, you know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
I'm sure NASA, when they went and they were talking, wasn't exactly sure what the delay was going to be.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it just ended up being that, you know?
And you got to do, random yawn just popped out of nowhere, sorry. Typical delays were about 0.5 seconds, which is great.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, we even have delays sometimes in conversations now, you know? So it's like, that's pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. The round trip light travel time of more than 2 seconds is apparent in all the real-time recordings of the lunar audio. But it does not always appear as expected. There may also be some documentary film where the delay has been edited out. So, I mean, because if you're making a film or something, you're not going to be like, Hi. Oh, hey. You're going to cut that stuff out. So they're just talking to each other. You know what I mean? Like, who wants to hear a conversation of me going, hi. Then go ahead, Sleepy.
Hi. Hello.
What? Exactly. Oh, hey. Hey. Hi. Yeah. Hey. Sorry. You know, like, yeah. It's going to be weird sounding. So, I mean, yes, of course, yeah. They're going to cut that delay out in the middle because there's no need for it. You know, like.
No, there's not. Like, whatever. There's no point to put that out there and be like, hey, listen to this really long conversation. It's just cut out the stuff so it sounds normal.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Let's see. Better signal was supposedly received at Parkes Observatory when the moon was on the opposite side of the planet. This is not supported by the detailed evidence and logs from the mission. Somebody made up something and they're like, that's not even supported. What are you talking about? That's funny. And then missing data. Have you heard about the missing data?
No, no. What's going on with the missing data? Like, who took it? Was it the janitor we were talking about?
Joe. Right? Joe took
it. Does he have it?
Joe. God damn it, Joe. You were an American hero, and now you might be an American zero, you know? Joe.
American zero.
Blueprints and design and development drawings of the machines involved are missing.
Uh-oh.
Gasp. Oh, my goodness. Apollo 11.
I'm shocked.
If you can't see it.
My shocked face.
If you can't see it, you're missing out. His face is shocked. Wow. Like I said, we're on YouTube, so go there. Apollo 11 data tapes containing telemetry? I don't know what that is. Telemetry and high quality video before scan conversation from slow scan TV to standard TV of the first moonwalking are missing. Stuff's missing.
We gotta find it.
Like, okay, let's think about this logically here. It is a big deal that the stuff is missing. But in reality, isn't that a possibility? Is that not a possibility?
Like, why does it matter?
You know, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you already made other stuff to replace it. Like, why would you even need the old original stuff?
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
But I mean, think about this. Like, in your everyday life, how many times do you just lose something and never have it again?
Every day.
And then you think about this, too.
Every day.
Yeah, exactly. You think about this, too. Like, I understand that that's kind of like a big deal and everything. But in reality, like, when movies and stuff are done filming, people take stuff. Like,
they do.
In the excitement, they go, this cup is now mine. And they grab the cup.
Yeah.
And they run away because it was a part of filming and whatever else. So it could have been the same concept. Joe the janitor could literally have this in a box in his basement somewhere right now.
He could, and he's saving up his $25 billion to build his own. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, because he's already been to space. He wants to go and film himself in space. Yeah, he wants to. This time, he's going to be the star. Joe, or his kid, or his grandkid.
He's going to go up there. You know what he's going to do? He's going to push that flag over, and then we're going to have to go back as a country to put it back.
Yep, exactly. It's going to be the next space race of the United States versus Joe.
Versus Joe the janitor. I love it.
NASA technology compared to USSR. USSR's stuff was so much better than ours. Their rockets were more powerful and better, but in the end, they didn't do it.
Yeah, apparently they weren't that much better.
Easy enough, right? Let's see. There were a lot of deaths by NASA personnel. I don't know why that has to do anything with faking it, you know? Well, I guess it could make sense that 10 astronauts and 2 civilians related to the crew as part of an alleged cover-up. Oh. They're trying to say, like, these people died, and that's why they faked it, because they had too many people dying and Americans and whatever else. Okay. All right. You with that?
I don't know. I don't think it was like a set number
of
people that have to that are, well, okay, if you're going to, X amount of people have to die for us to fake this moon landing.
Yeah.
Or I get what you're saying. They're like, too many people were dying while they're doing, so they just went and faked it anyways. But
they were like, time out.
Then who are the people who died?
Oh.
Like, is there anything that lists there on their names, on who they were?
There sure is. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Theodore Freeman. Killed ejecting from a T-38, which had suffered a bird strike. Oh, my God. It's the birds.
Oh! So it's a bird strike, huh?
Yeah, a quote-unquote bird strike. God, poor dude.
It's like a an incoming like bird attack strike is what it sounds like.
It was a USSR bird strike.
It was.
They were speaking Russian as they ran right into the plane. You. This is ridiculous.
I'm telling you.
We are opening up so many lids to all these conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Elliot C. and Charles Bassett, they were in a T-35
crash. These people really did pass away. Though,
yeah,
correct?
They did. Yes.
Okay. But I mean, you got to think of what you were trying to do. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
So,
I mean, of course, with what you're trying to do, there's going to be, you know, you're testing things that have never been done before.
Right.
I mean, there are going to be, you know, some of these things go wrong. And those are some, for these people to test that stuff as they were, you know, being so experimental is extremely brave.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It's not something, you know, it's not something, I don't want to be testing parachutes, out in the desert.
The first person to be like, okay, hopefully this thing works.
You know.
But I mean,
that just goes down to any type of exploration or anything that you do to that extent or development. I mean, it's you got to figure it out, and unfortunately, part of figuring it out is that stuff happens.
Okay, so there are all these people listed, right? And then it's like, okay, killed from an ejection, cool, unfortunate. Died in an X-15 crash. T-38 crash of bad weather for a couple people. Some people died killed in a fire during the plugs out test preceding Apollo 1. Unfortunate. Very sad. Loss of life is also sad. You know, we're not making fun of the people exactly. But I don't know why they have to add this guy. Edward Gibbons, killed in a car crash, June 67. What does that have to do with anything? Is it a conspiracy that that he died in a car? He died, quote unquote, in a car crash?
I don't. No.
Why is he on this list? What? Oh, well, and there's another one. Thomas Ronald Barron. Barron died in an automobile collision with a train. Two now.
Like on the way to the... I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Both those names, because I'm very curious to see why those are involved. In this conspiracy theory.
It makes
those,
no sense.
Those seem like kind of just everyday things that just unfortunately occur to people sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like saying like, oh, I'm a part of the NBA because I'm a ball boy, you know? And it's like, oh no, I died. Get him. Oh, he's part of cover-up. You're like, what? What does that have to do with anything? Like, just because somebody... car crashes happen and people die, you know? Like, it's not a cover-up because somebody died in a car crash necessarily. But add him to the list. Anybody who died in NASA at any point in time, then they could say they're part of a cover-up because they died during the space program creation.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's true. So based on everything we've looked at, Peasewater.
Yes.
We've covered a lot of bases.
Oh,
today.
So many.
So based on everything we've looked at today.
Yes.
Is the conspiracy theory that we did not go to the moon hold any water? Based upon everything from the... space races to the lights and shadows being incorrect on the moon, which is the most hilarious thing you've said today. Anyways, between that and you got the flag and then the footprints, have you been convinced any more than when you started this today, an hour ago, mm-hmm. when we got on here, that the moon landing did not occur?
In no way. In no way. Same. Do I believe this conspiracy theory.
Sam, I am towards the end there where you're talking about the attack bird. Got the guy.
The Russian attack bird and Joe. God damn them.
That's just making me, you know, so that really piqued my interest. But yes, I would completely agree that I don't think either one of us have been swayed any more one way or the other.
No.
That this conspiracy theory holds any water, so to speak.
Correct.
I think we can go ahead and I'll go ahead and just say it now. I believe that what the conspiracy has officially debunked this conspiracy.
Yeah.
I really think that we've covered all the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the work.
We did the work today. We did.
And
we went to the Wikipedia page and we talked about it. That's kind of how our flow is going to be, I think.
And if I see anybody on social media platforms arguing about this, I'm just going to be like, well, you should check out this podcast. And then they'll just go there for all the answers.
Check out these two guys who are... nowhere near as educated as anybody else who's making all these conspiracy theories up. You know, like, we all probably have about the same amount of education. So it's like, get over yourself, guys. But what do you think? Should we put a bow on this and end it here?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just put a little nice little bow on it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And then, you know, we can call this the first one.
Boom.
You
know, the pilot.
Appreciate anybody who is tuning in or is hearing this to you know, enjoy the little bit of the struggles we had with our technical stuff as we went through this.
But we're still here.
Or yeah, we are still. Yeah, we made it all the way to the end. It's amazing.
Like I say on my streams, man. Mama, I made it.
Mama, we made
it. your meatball, babao, what all this stuff. Oh, he's downstairs sleeping. I do. Oh, he's great. He sleeps 20 hours out of 24 hours a day. He's so great. So, make sure that you check out me on Twitch, because Sleepy will be there too, talking most of the time. My username on there is Peaswad. You can also find me at Peaswad pretty much everywhere. But Sleepy isn't much of a social media guy, but he is a part of the What the Conspiracy social media stuff. Yep. So WT Conspiracy at WT Conspiracy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, plus WTConspiracy@gmail.com. If you would like to send us an email, anything else for you? Open up so many cans of worms. I'm ready to go. Oh yeah. Exactly. And as people know, we're going to become billionaires off of podcasting. It's not how podcasts work at all. But cool. But thank you for watching, everybody. We very, very much appreciate it. Please, like I said, follow, 5 stars, make sure you like and comment. We're on the YouTube also, so go and check us out there, and we hope to see you again, or I guess we're not going to see you again. I hope you listen again next time at What the Conspiracy. Bye!